Thank you. This is one I wrote for Dave Trutchkill from Trouble Boys.
The night spot, close his hand, I had to pass to get the baby back from the trouble boy.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings, starting it off with a band called Rock Pile, recorded in 1979 at the Palladium in New York City, doing a tune called Trouble Boys.
No, well, I can't smack it in the face. Well, I don't know anyone. Bam in the face with the Trouble Boys. The Trouble Boys. I thought to myself, time to make a move. I think my last try that I shot at the crew. With my favorite wholesale, dancing with the other guy. By the look in her eye, I was a martyr. She knew I was there.
You're in the Bootlegger Shack.
We'll be right back.
AC/DC High Voltage from 1979 at the Hammersmith Odeon in London. Here's Andy Peebles talking about Deep Purple.
And they were unusual amongst British bands at this time in that they gained their initial success in America and were slow to take off in Britain. They were, however, given a trial broadcast by the BBC in June 1968 and passed their test with flying colours. But it wasn't until January and February of 1969 that they recorded their next BBC sessions. Amaretta by Deep Purple, recorded at the Beeb in February 1969. Well, Deep Purple may have been amongst the earliest exponents of rock music in Britain, but there's no doubting that the most successful and the most influential pioneers of the rock art form were Led Zeppelin. Thank you.
We just heard Velvet Underground, I'm Gonna Move Right In. And now we're going to hear some Jeff Beck Group from 1971, I've Been Used, recorded at the Ruus Rock Festival in Turku, Finland.
Tommy Boland.
Yeah.
That was the Tommy Bolin Band with Teaser from 1976 at Northern Light Studio in Maynard, Massachusetts. Now we're going to listen to Tom Waits doing Tom Traubert's Blues, recorded at the Ivanhoe Theater in Chicago, Illinois, 1974.
No, I
You're in the Bootlegger Shack, coming to you live on Quack House Radio on the World Wide Web at quackhouseradio.net. Just heard the Code Talkers with an untitled jam from 2003 at the Palatine Park in Fairmont, West Virginia. Here's one from all the way back in 1966, Moby Grape, Miller's Blues. Thank you.
freedom bell.
Bullfrog Brown was Scent of a Woman from their 2009 CD with Steve Lurie, and that was Steve Lurie on the harmonica. You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and we've got time for one more track to play this set out. It's going to be Rory Gallagher, Hoodoo Man, which is a Junior Wells tune that he first recorded in 1965. And this is from BBC Studios in 1972.
Well, if your baby start acting funny, she start messing around, you better let her go. I know she's gonna put you down. Just let her go. Just as quick as you can. That little hoodoo woman is fixing a hoodoo, the hoodoo man. My baby got me down to one note. That's someone I can't understand. How could she take all my money and give it to her? Her other man, I'm gonna let her go. Just as quick as I can. That little hoodie woman, I know she's fixing a hoodie with a hoodie man. Distance on the telephone, but the voice on the other end was a low down baritone. Gonna let her go. As quick as I can. She's gonna hoodoo the hoodoo man. Come on, let's say some hoodoo. Hoodoo, come on. To ask for his advice, but you know he's out all night with my baby. They painted up the town once or twice. Gonna let her go. Just as quick as I can. That little hoodoo woman was planning to hoodoo the hoodoo man. She's got the hoodoo. She's got the hoodoo. I know she's gonna hoodoo the hoodoo man. I know she's gonna hoodoo the hoodoo man.
Hoodoo Man there from Rory Gallagher. Now, you hear a lot about unsung heroes, and one such is Rory's brother there, the road manager for the band. Give him a hand, he's bringing on the water. He didn't want me to say anything. Get off. That's Don Gallagher. But I'd like to introduce you to the other two members of the group that don't always get mentioned when they should. On bass, Jerry McAvoy. And on drums, a face that'll be new to you, Rod Diab. For those that wonder what's happened to Wilgar Campbell, he's now playing drums for the Mick Abrams Band, so I think you'll wish best of luck to Wilgar in that venture, because I do.
Thanks for listening.